www.thebeatsmedia.org.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
Plenty to talk about with you. You may take control of the airwaves. That is the point of Free Talk Live. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk about anything you want. But, of course, we will bring things to the table. Like, for instance, this list of things from Dave Ramsey. He's actually another talk radio host. Dave Ramsey does one of those money shows.
Yeah.
It's not like, I guess money show is not really an accurate statement for his show. Like, help you with your finances kind of show.
Personal finances.
Because there's like money talk in talk radio, which is just god-awful. business talk stuff
about making money and investing in companies.
Yeah, I just can't even. I don't even know how those stations continue on. We're actually on one of them, and I'm grateful that they have us. But I can't stand that kind of programming personally. But I do like useful lists of things that can help you make a better life for yourself, and that is what I consider this list of 20 things the rich do every day.
So I really like Dave Ramsey's style.
This is actually not even his content. He's borrowing it from a guy named Tom Corley from RichHabits.net.
And I've read his books. I'm on his third book. Hmm. The third book of his that I have read. I don't know how many books he's written, but he's written quite a few. So I like him, but I think that there's a counterpoint to what he says. The advice he gives on being wealthy is really sort of, if you're not going to think about money very much, here's some great rules on how to operate. If, however, you know and understand how money works, these aren't really that great of rules, in my opinion.
I guess I would have to know exactly what is being put forth to know.
Well, specifically, he says to pay off all debt. Acquire no debt.
I totally agree with
you
that.
You love that.
Yes.
Now, we know that one of the sponsors of the show, Jason Osborne, managed to put himself through college on scholarships, took out the maximum student loans that he could take out in that time, didn't have to pay any interest because of the nature of student loans. You don't have to pay any interest while you're in school. At the end of school, paid them all off, had made investments, and made a whole bunch of money with free money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're like one of those smart money people, you should do that stuff or whatever. But
just saying. That's what I'm saying.
If you're somebody whose goal in life is to do something besides handle money, then I like the idea of not having debt. It's a crushing thing to have for most people.
There are disadvantages to debt, and I'm certainly not going to argue with that.
And I also don't like owing people money, period. I don't like having somebody else being able to hold a debt over my head. That is not a good feeling. So if you like the idea of being free, then not having debts is a real freeing kind of sensation. Let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We'll continue. We'll get into this 20 things the rich do every day, 20 rich habits, if you would. We've got Howie on the line in Philly, though, to start things out here this hour. Howie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark.
What's on your mind,
Howie? Great topic. I like Dave Ramsey. I've been listening to him for years, and he is like a staunch Christian, and I don't agree with a lot of his thoughts, but I do agree with his belief that not using credit cards and not using money, you know, not getting into debt to support lifestyles that people can't afford. So he really does preach a good thing in that way. I like him in that way, but I also totally don't agree with him because he's like pretty harsh as far as his own views and stuff, but I like this topic, and I hope other people will relate to it because, you know, I've gotten myself out of debt in the past, and
congrats.
I got myself back in. I know. I feel so stupid. It's not that much. It's like under 10 grand, and it's not going to be that hard for me if I focus, buckle down, and do it, but, you know, so many people do. They live in debt, and these are hard times, too, so it's hard to make ends meet, but I tell you, this second time around, once I pay this off, I'm never going to ever, you know, put myself in that situation again. But I really wanted to ask you two questions. Like, I respect your views, and, like, I've been having a lot of problems lately. Like, I know that you're not the same as me. Like, I deal with, like, a mood disorder, mental illness, and I'm just going to be honest here. And, you know, try to talk about this and be as clear as I can. But I was just wondering, how do you guys stay so positive? Because, you know, I really like the show, but I'm going to keep supporting it, you know, with donations as best I can. But I got to stay off of chat and social media and just, I can't call in so much anymore because until I deal with these issues I have, I don't express myself clearly. And I know that I can do better than that. I mean, I like to.
How do we stay so positive, Mark? Do you want to answer that question for Howie?
You know, I there was a time in my life when I thought it was, I just thought more cynically about the world. And I met a guy named Mr. Vallone in prison, and he was always talking about positive mental attitude and that sort of thing. And it really, at some point, at first
I thought
it was... Is
he a fellow prisoner?
No, this is a counselor of some sort. And he's probably dead now, would be my guess. But I don't know, maybe he's not. He was always talking about positive mental attitude, and I'd chuckle about it and thought it was dumb and that kind of thing. And then I began to read books about... sort of taking control of your attitude and having a better life. And really, your life exists in that little space between your ears and behind your eyes. And if you can get some kind of hold on that space, then you're going to have a better life. That's a really great place to start instead of trying to fix extraneous things in your life. You know, if you fix an extraneous thing, an outside thing, you might have some joy for a short period of time, but it's really not going to fix whatever's going on inside. It's not going to make you happy. And you'll just find something else that needs to be fixed. So you're constantly working on making things, you know, better, more, or different in some way.
That's a good point. I was talking with somebody about that, something similar today, the idea that people like to say things like, you make me feel so angry, or you make me feel this, and whatever the emotions are that you're feeling.
I think there's some validity to that statement.
I don't think so.
I think if I punch you in the nose, that it's going to make you feel something.
Okay, well, you get to control how you feel, all right? So what the statement, you make me fill in the blank, is doing is it's giving somebody your onus of control. You're handing that away to whoever that other person is. Oh, those politicians, they make me so angry. Or, you know, you put in, fill in whatever you want. And basically you're saying, well, I cannot be calm, I cannot be peaceful because of what that other person over there is doing. Whatever that person is doing or whatever that person is doing to me is why I feel the way I feel. And so, therefore, it's all their fault. Something needs to be done about that person or those people so I can finally feel better. I can feel better when those politicians will finally do what I say that they should do, or when my lover will do what I think that they should do, or when my parents, or you fill in the blank.
I agree with this mostly. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So I think that having your own onus of control is very important, and not blaming other people and blaming the actions of other people for how you feel. And that, you know, that includes times when they're, you know, like when I had my phone stolen from my hand. I was angry at that emergency worker, the
fireman.
Fireman. No, I guess he wasn't a fireman. I guess EMS is the right term.
I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, I was angry at him. I yelled something, and then I realized that I was angry, and I shouldn't be, and I wanted to get away from being angry, so I took the steps necessary to do that. It is a simple idea, but it's not an easy idea, the idea of controlling your emotions and shifting your emotions to more positive feeling sensations. It's a process, and it's not something you're going to be able to just lay down tonight, wake up tomorrow morning, and be there. It's something that you have to be cognizant of. You have to be always aware of the things that you're thinking and the things that you're feeling. And if you value the idea of being at peace, and if you value the idea of loving your neighbor, then those are things that you have to work towards. And so I hope I've answered the question.
You have. Thank you. That's very thoughtful. I appreciate that.
Thanks,
you know,
Howie.
It's all based about fear, really, and you've overcome that in some way. And I appreciate you just sharing, how, because I have to do the same thing somehow. So be well, you guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck. 855-450-FREE. Please share your thoughts on overcoming anger and maybe shifting towards love, overcoming fear. These are all very, very difficult things
to do. My thought on mental illness is everybody's crazy.
855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Would love to get your thoughts on whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. How do you stay positive?
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line.
You've really got to learn how to use that button, man.
Somebody grunting on the Skype.
Well,
We'll get to him in a moment.
People make all kinds of noises when they don't know they're being listened
to. Right, it's my bad.
It's completely your bad.
About not muting the Skype when we come back from break. So anyway, you can Skype in if you'd like. Username LRN.FM. Any noises you make over your Skype, if you haven't muted your microphone, are subject to being aired. And, of course, call in 855-453. We've been talking about positive thought. Howie called in with the question of how do you stay positive? Because we certainly appear to have that positive mindset on the show, I think.
We talk about a lot of things that aren't so positive, though. And I think that you have to kind of listen to Free Talk Live for a period of time to understand that we are both pretty optimistic individuals. Because one of the critiques of Free Talk Live is well, you guys hate everything.
Mm.
You know, you hate the government, you hate churches, you hate.
Well, that's not true.
No, I don't hate anybody. I just
hate. It hurts to hate her.
I think I'm trying to point out immoral behavior. That's what I think I'm doing.
So we're going to continue that discussion, take your thoughts here in a moment. But first,
so if you love coffee as much as I love coffee, there's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and at the same time have a real impact on that makes a difference. And you can do it one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox coffee. Now, I cannot speak highly enough about this coffee. It's it's organic and it's tastes great. One thing that they're really particular about is mold. Many of the store brands that you get and at the coffee shops and that kind of thing, you have no clue whether these things have been sitting around wet and being moldy. And the fact is, many of them do. And because it's organic, it doesn't have the pesticides, it doesn't have the lead in it, and that kind of thing. But it's also top percent Arabica grown, and it's shade grown. And that's really important as far as acidity goes, because a lot of people say they can't drink coffee because it gives them acid reflux. It's really how the coffee's grown.
Wow.
And if it's shade grown, you can drink it. That's what I understand. I don't have that problem, so, I can't give my personal experience on it, and I'm not a doctor. But nonetheless, this is the experience of others, and it's probably worth it. If you like coffee and it gives you acid reflux, isn't it worth trying out a free bag of BuzzBox coffee? All you have to do, you've got to cover the shipping, but the bag's free. And any other purchases in the future go directly towards our efforts to help spread freedom around the world with at least 100 World Vision financed microloans. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com to sign up, get your free bag at coffee.freetalklive.com. And by the way, that's a pound bag.
Nice. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Luke is listening in Milwaukee on Skype. Hey, Luke.
Yeah, I'm the grunting man in Wisconsin.
Sorry about that, Luke. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm a 3-year listener. I'm a 2-year amplifier.
Thank you.
And these topics really touch the core of, my whole journey, because we've all been down the rabbit hole. You know, it's not difficult to go onto Google and just type in, government bad conspiracies or something, and get just a slew of results.
Sure.
And you've talked about it, Ian, about the powerlessness that can make you feel. It's like there's all these different situations that people can conjure up, and it's like, well, what can I do about that? And after emerging from the rabbit hole, if that's what you want to call it, I found you guys. I found Pete Dyer, I found Adamo Freeman, I found Copblock, Derek Jay's work, and it was like, from that moment on, everything changed. And I think a big thing that people have to remember is that you don't have to, no one has to go to jail to, this doesn't have to be a penis measuring contest. If you can't do something, supporting people who are doing something is just as important.
Yeah,
because,
for sure.
Liberty needs capital like anything else. Liberty is a marketplace, and you guys need support from people like us who might not be able to do as much. You know what I mean? But back to the positive thought thing, it always goes back to there's that really good quote from the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and it's the problem isn't the problem. The problem is your attitude with the problem. You know,
yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but
totally
I love that quote.
No, I totally get that.
Yeah. I just don't remember it from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, well, the quote is, you know, to me says that there are problems in life, and there always are going to be problems in life, and these are just challenges that life also usually provides you the tools to overcome those challenges and to grow as a person. And if you can see them from that perspective, then they don't really seem so problematic.
Right. Right. And I mean, that's, you know, I've been there. I've felt that hopelessness. I've felt, you know, like what's the point? What's the point of waking up again tomorrow? And you just, it's worthless, you know, it gets you nowhere. And it's better to just find things that, you know, keep you motivated and just, like I said, just support them. Just go give it 100%, give everything 100%. And as long as you do that, you can never be wrong, you know?
Good suggestions, Luke. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Again, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by ProXPN. Also, Skype us at username lrn.fm. And maybe you want to tell us about your story, about maybe going from a negative mindset to a positive mindset. And certainly, what you eat, you know, you are what you eat, right? And the same thing, you are what you consume as far as news and information.
I think that's a good thing to point out when it comes to positive attitudes. What you eat, it really is important. If you have a better diet, you stay away from the processed foods, you're going to live a healthier lifestyle, and your parts are going to work better. Specifically, if you're getting a little, if you're over the age of 30, after the age of 30, you begin to, you know, your body begins to deteriorate. Exercise is tremendous in buoying your attitude. So those are important things, too. I agree with what you're saying, that whatever you're putting in your mind is what the results you're going to get, though.
Yeah, well, as he was saying, you can go down this rabbit hole of crazy and this, you know, this world of violence, in which there's no shortage of violence and terrible news to focus on. And to some extent, we do a little bit of that on this program, but we also provide solutions. You know, we're not just out here throwing our hands up in the air and in frustration with what's going on out there. We're certainly not out there.
And that's
there.
What a lot of hosts do. At Free Talk Live, we've never considered that really an acceptable thing to do. Admittedly, none of the solutions to the problems of human of tyranny in this world are easy, but at the very least, we're talking about them as best we can.
Yeah, that's true. And also, don't get caught up in the conspiracy realm, because it is a dangerous rabbit hole that can lead to defeatism. If you believe, for instance, as is commonly put forth in the conspiracy realm, that there's an elite group of men and women that are controlling the world, and they are going to exterminate 80% of the population. There's nothing you can do about it. You're breathing in chemicals at all times. And I mean, it's just this nonstop bombardment of paranoia and fear-based mentality. And I just don't see the benefit in coming from life at that perspective. Are there people who would like to control you? Yeah. Yeah, they're out there.
Yep.
Are they elites?
Yep.
Yeah, they are. You know, they meet and they talk about things and they control and they print money and they, you know, they create wars, and there are all kinds of terrible things that they do. Does that mean you can do nothing about it? Does that mean you should cower and, you know, sit in your mom's basement all day and all night? No, absolutely not. We can actually do things to make a better world right here, right now. The Free State Project is a big part of that. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about positive living or you want to discuss what we have yet to touch on, that are the habits of people who are rich. Maybe there's some tips here that you'll be able to pick up, and we get to that here in a moment. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want also. So go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Some of those features on our website include the mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com to access our live streams, as well as the podcast, all for free. m.freetalklive.com. You like free? Well, how about a free website? Squarespace.com. You can go and create your own amazingly beautiful website. They've got these themes that they've got set up, and there's a whole bunch of them. You select from the theme of your choice. You don't like it, you can change it later on. It's no problem. It doesn't affect your content on the site to change up the theme if you decide you want to try something different. And if you decide that other theme, you didn't like it that much, you want to go back to the other one, it's no problem to revert back. Squarespace.com makes it easy for you to create your own e-commerce site. It makes it easy for you to create your own blog site, your own portfolio. They've got these different types of themes that you can just basically plug and play. Go and get signed up at Squarespace.com. And when you're ready to order, it's $8 a month, which also, by the way, includes a free domain name if you sign up for the year-long package. It's just an incredible deal at Squarespace.com. It's so easy to just drag and drop content from, say, your desktop, for instance, right into the page. Easy to rearrange the elements of content within a page. You get stuck, Get in touch with their support staff. They're there 24/7 in New York City. They've got live chat during the week and extremely fast email support throughout the day and night. These people have spent a lot of time making an easy system for you, you who may not actually know anything about how to program a website, to create a website for yourself. That way you don't have to spend, what, 60, 70 bucks an hour? I don't know what it costs to hire web designers these days, but it's not cheap. Because usually the good web designers, you can't hire them because they're too busy with being hired by people. So, you know, do you pay some kid 20 bucks an hour and get mediocre results? Or do you try to wait around until you can finally get one of the best designers and pay through the nose? Why bother with that? Go to squarespace.com. You can have your own site online tonight. So go check it out, squarespace.com, and use our discount code FTL11 when you're ready to sign up. It's already just $8 a month regularly, but you can save 10% by using discount code FTL11, squarespace.com. All right, let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. We go to the phones, and Hallett is on the line in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hello, Hallett.
I was wanting to talk about something that you guys had touched on yesterday. I didn't hear the whole show, so I don't know if you mentioned it, but you were talking about Venezuela.
Yeah, this crazy story out of Venezuela and the new president there, Nicolas Maduro, who was basically taking over operation of an electronics chain and then also other stores as well, because he's forcing price cuts to the point where basically the stores are going to go out of business.
Well, there's another story that came out of Venezuela that I thought was equally ridiculous and may actually have some sort of tie through some, I don't know, whatever bizarro economic theory they're trying to operate under. But apparently the Maduro declared that beginning November 1st, it was Christmas.
And that means what?
I don't know. I thought maybe there's a possibility these two things are tied together, and he is trying to, maybe through seizing control of those companies, maybe they think that they're providing some kind of economic stimulus or something.
Well, there's certainly some kind of stimulus going on in that circumstance. A lot of people buying, you know, discounted electronics and that kind of thing. But as I understand, the elections in December or in Venezuela, I think is what we read last night. It's hard for me to remember exactly, but that's what it seems like I recall. So maybe what he's just saying is vote for me, we give away free stuff. Don't vote for the other party. That's the party of slightly more responsibility.
I do have this story here.
Go ahead. It's just another one of those things where government just, it thinks it's like godlike or something. It's like daylight savings time. You think they have the hubris to think they can make it Christmas or change time or just one of these idiotic things that happens. Examples of the greatest hubris of government, you know.
The sad part is that they get a lot of positive reinforcement on those thoughts. I mean, if the government decided to make Christmas from November 1st to December the 31st, some of the people would just go along with it. Oh, yeah, that'll be great. That won't be a problem for the economy crumbling to a halt because we all have every day off for the next 6 months.
Hallett, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I think that was about it. I just thought it was – I heard that the other day and thought it was – absolutely ridiculous. I think their reasoning was it will improve national happiness.
I've got the story right here. Thanks for the heads up on it, Hallett. I appreciate the call tonight. Story from LATimes.com. The Christmas season has officially started in Venezuela thanks to President Nicolas Maduro, who recently declared it so. Maduro made the announcement at a socialist Christmas fair in the city of Caracas. According to National Public Radio, the president explained that he made, quote, Christmas earlier because happiness and the nativity and waiting for the arrival of baby Jesus, it is the best medicine.
That's crazy.
Indeed, Venezuelans are probably in need of a little cheering up given the state of things. The country's inflation rate has surged above 50%, as we discussed in detail last night. Crime
that's
is
that's
also
full on hyperinflation. Sorry.
That's what I was asking last night, is at what point does it become hyperinflation? I probably could just Google it and figure that out. But
I don't know that anybody has come up with a specific number, but boy, oh
sounds
boy,
pretty
that's
hyper
a big deal.
To me. Crime is soaring, by the way, in Venezuela. Blackouts are common, and basic items such as toilet paper are apparently in such scant supply that in September, the government temporarily took over a factory to guarantee that consumers could buy all the rolls they needed. But Maduro's decision is not as simple or as crazy as it may appear to some. Venezuela pays out an annual holiday bonus to government workers at Christmas. Under the new calendar, those workers could receive that money by early December, just a few days before
the election.
That's right, the municipal election.
I didn't even know much about this story, and I, you know, saw through this transparent crap.
So basically, he is attempting to buy off all of the government workers with bonuses for Christmas early so they will vote for him and keep him in office, because we all know that the government workers are a huge voting bloc. And so
you think that they wouldn't have done that, though? I mean,
there's somebody who's going to run against him that I'm sure will be promising the government workers all kinds of benefits as well.
Government workers tend to lean more socialist because, well, you know,
they'll probably have a socialist running against him too.
Well, I understand. I get that, yeah. in the world of government elections, you're dealing with the greater and the lesser socialist in those circumstances, and usually the lesser socialist tends to lean more moralist. Even in countries besides the U.S., I'm just wondering. You know, somebody out there is often talking sense when it comes to, at least partially talking sense when it comes to economics. That person tends not to be voted for by government employees.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Nathan is on the line on Skype from Texas. Hello, Nathan.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're on
the
air.
That was an incredible story, by the way.
Yeah.
Christmas and already, it sounds like a joke story.
It's real. Go ahead.
Well, you were talking about anger and psychology and kind of living a better life or something earlier, and I wanted to talk about this interesting concept in psychology. It's called the fundamental attribution error. Do you know about it?
No, tell me more about that.
I, from the name, I'm beginning to guess that it's, you know, deciding that the wrong person is to blame.
Basically, right, that's correct. It's this thing in psychology, and I don't really know why it's fundamental, but so I just call it the attribution error or the attribution effect. But it's a tendency to overestimate the effect of someone's personality or nature on a decision or situation, and to underestimate external factors. So, for example, this is just off the Wikipedia article. If you're at an intersection going through a green light and someone pulls through and dangerously cuts you off, then you might be tempted to think
they are a jerk.
Yeah, this
stand
is
by.
Jerk.
We can discuss this further in moments here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. The word awake defines as wake up. Another definition is to bring back to consciousness, or the word alert. People who are into health might be running on a higher consciousness. Caring about our health and acting on those thoughts bring healing and peace. Imagine yourself being healthy. What a thought process. Let Life Change Tea help you obtain your health optimum. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and watch the tea go to work. The results are endless. Log on to getthetea.com and read the numerous testimonies. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or speak to our friendly operators, not computers, at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This product restores energy and helps with many sicknesses that are plaguing you. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here, toll free. 855-450-FREE. And that is the SACL, the ProXPN toll free line.
Pretty good. You caught it in halfway through.
I did
through.
Catch it. Yeah, you can bring up anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live. With you in the studio, it is Ian here.
And Mark.
And of course, we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. Listening options, we've got them. Broadband version of the show, mid-band, narrow-band. These are live streams. They are different. Same content, different bit rates. So you can tune in based on the speed of your internet connection. You got a kind of a crappy cell phone signal, you can probably use our low-bandwidth stream over at listen.freetalklive.com. All of them are free. Also, radio stations, over 125 great stations coast-to-coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. We've got plenty of great stations on AM and FM. And also, our satellite listening options include free-to-air satellite, which is available across all of North and Central America for the most part. As long as you've got a view of the southern sky and some cheap equipment, you can install that equipment and listen to Free Talk Live and all the other great LRN.FM shows around the clock for free. And there's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregation site for the Liberty community. If you like to get Liberty-oriented news, you want to see the stories that, frankly, Free Talk Live never has a chance to cover, FreedomsPhoenix.com is a great place to go do that. I'm on their daily dispatch, which is actually semi-daily now. and I think it's great because I get to see all the Liberty news that comes through. And it's delivered in easy fashion for me to consume. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so we will continue here. We've got Nathan on the line with us. He is telling us about the fundamental attribution error. Is that right, Nathan?
That's right.
All right, recap what it is again.
All right, so it's a concept in psychology that dates back to the 60s, and it involves the tendency to overestimate the effect of disposition or personality and to underestimate the effect of situation. So in explaining, like, in trying to explain someone's behavior or decision or their mood or things of that sort. Now, the example was, suppose you're at a green light, and, like, the light has just turned green, and you're about to accelerate, and another driver pulls in front of you. your first thought is probably going to be what Mark said. This is a jerk. This is a reckless person. This is a drunk person. You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be also that this person has a, you know, a heart attack victim in the back seat, or his wife has gone to labor, or something like this is happening.
Or it's a person who is feeling jerky at that moment, or is feeling rushed, like things are working against them. Oftentimes, if you've ever sat at like a, you've sat trying to pull out into traffic, and the traffic's just so thick, you're sitting there for like 3 minutes. You've got no light. You're just trying to make a turn, and you can't make a turn. You can't get across the traffic. And at some point or another, you just kind of get reckless, and you know, you go across the traffic. You get out there. You make your own space in the world, as it were. And it's pretty easy for the person who has the experience of you pulling out in front of them at that point to say, "You're a jerk." But that person likely has been in that situation previously too. So it's one of those things where the reason they call it a fundamental, I believe, attribution error is because you're making a claim about that person from a fundamental standpoint. If a person says something that might be construed as racist, they might have made a racist comment. That does not, however, mean that that person is fundamentally a racist.
Right. So the idea here, I guess, is to, like, it's kind of like a hasty generalization. It's, it's a way of jumping to someone's personality or their fundamental nature instead of, you know, maybe this person's having a bad day, maybe this person, you know, there's an infinite number of factors that could be causing someone to act the way that they're acting.
And you won't know until you ask them.
Right. So, and the thing you were talking about, I think Howie was talking about angry and getting angry at people. And I was thinking about the situations in my own life that I've heard where, you know, I have a tendency to sort of get a little riled up, or, you know, hot under the collar. And that's definitely one of them, where someone is doing something that's inconvenient for you or for me or whatever, what have you. And you want to leap to the conclusion that they're a jerk. They're just trying to ruin your day. And without thinking about what could be happening in their own life, and that they have their own decisions and their own beliefs and so on, it's very easy to do that. So, like, you know, talking about politicians, you know, these politicians, sure, a lot of them are greedy and evil, but some of them just, you know, that's just the system that they grew up in. You know, they
they're not trying to hurt you; they're just trying to reward their friends,
right? Or and that kind of thing. And, you know, another situation that comes to mind, a friend of mine had a scenario where he was working at a store and the customer came in and he was just being very difficult. And after a while, you know, he just kind of exploded and shouted at him. And I told him, well, you know, he couldn't necessarily have been getting angry at you. He could have just been in an angry mood that day. You know, that kind of thing.
Nathan, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the Pro XPN toll-free line.
Yeah, this is very empowering, because if you're dealing with a jerk, there's nothing you can do with a jerk. However, if you're dealing with a person in a bad mood or is feeling jerky, there are all kinds of things you can do with that person, right? Like, a jerk is a jerk, and there's nothing you can do about a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
A person who's in a bad mood and might be acting out on that, there are things that you can say, words you can string together, and ways that you can act that will cause that person to be more cognizant of how they're acting or whatever. And I mean, this is true with not just dealing with jerks, but every person in every mood, including you. And I think that the fundamental attribution error, I certainly see me doing this to other people in life, but I see me doing it to me a lot too, is that I say things about me that may or may not be true and may or may not be empowering. So, for instance, I mess up telephone numbers if I read them off to people sometimes, and I have to be very careful in reading off that telephone number. Now, there's a difference between saying I should be careful when I read off a telephone number to people and saying I have dyslexia.
Or, man, I always screw up reading numbers.
Right. You know, like, to say that, to speak that into reality creates in and of itself something that isn't necessarily even so. What is dyslexia? Are you telling me people that aren't dyslexic don't mix up numbers sometimes?
Yeah, sure.
That people don't need to be careful in the things they read? That people, like, here's a really great one. Nobody likes to, measure twice and cut once. This is a carpenter's axiom, and it's really great for life. If you're going to do something that's final, you want to have measured twice. You know, is this 16 and 3/4 inches? Okay, let me go back and make sure. Is this 16 and 3/4 inches?
Am I going to transfer my Bitcoins to the right wallet or the wrong wallet?
These are important things. Like, so you measure twice, cut once. And, you know, there's nothing about you that if you make a mistake that you can't forgive. It's just people make mistakes.
Yeah, and having that mindset of when you're looking at somebody else's actions and being able to think to yourself, well, maybe this isn't what I've necessarily presumed. Maybe this person isn't as upset, or maybe they aren't coming at this from the perspective that I thought. Why, you know, maybe just open your mind to other possibilities as to why is this person behaving this way? Boy, I sure am sorry that they're behaving this way, rather than being angry at the person for behaving in a way that is offensive to you or has somehow harmed you. Try to find some pity for that person. Like, oh, you know, what's this person going through? Why are they so angry? What is it that, you know,
pity is empowering for you as the individual? I mean, if you can have pity on somebody that you're angry with, then that gives you power in your life.
Right. That's what it's all about. It's about how you feel. I mean, this person can be feeling whatever they want over here. They can be angry. They can be yelling. They can be violent. And you get to choose how you feel in response to that. So, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Now, something I do want to get into here tonight is this 20 things that the rich do every day. This is according to Dave Ramsey, who reposted a story from richhabits.net. And there's 20 of them. So let's jump right into the first one, give you a little teaser of what's to come here in hour number three.
There's 20 of them.
Number one, 70% of wealthy people eat less than 300 junk food calories per day. 97% of poor people eat more than 300 junk food calories per day. 23% of wealthy people gamble, while 52% of poor people gamble.
It's interesting. So gambling and eating junk food are things that wealthy people don't do generally.
That's what they're saying here. Not only that, there's number two. 80% of wealthy people are focused on accomplishing some single goal. Only 12% of the poor do this. And I think goals just in general are something, and they're going to touch on this as well later, writing down your goals. This is also something that is very key to accomplishing things in your life, is to know, what are you looking to do? Where are you going? What's your end game? What's your goal? Do you have one? Do you have more than one? Maybe you should. We'll come back with more here in moments and take your calls as well. You're welcome to share things that you think that rich people do. Maybe you can tell us some of your secrets. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3's next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.